You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. In 2016, San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick knelt on one knee during the national anthem to protest racial inequality and injustice. After that, the NFL had been very vocal about the league's opposition to on-field player protests. This month, amid ongoing uprisings across the United States against police brutality towards Black people, the league has reversed that stance.
We, the National Football League, condemn racism and the systematic oppression of Black people. We, the National Football League, admit we were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier and encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. We, the National Football League, believe Black lives matter.
That was NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell issuing a public apology on June 6th. Last week, Goodell told ESPN that he would welcome and encourage teams to sign Kaepernick, who've been shut out of the league since 2017. Meanwhile, other sports leagues, including the MLB, NBA, the WNBA, and even NASCAR, have all shown varying levels of support for the Black Lives Matter movement and for improving racial equity. But whether the leagues are actually planning to back up those words with action is another matter. To talk more about how the sports world is addressing racism and player activism, I was joined by Michael Fletcher, a senior writer for ESPN's Enterprise team.
It was an astounding moment to, you know, sort of have the head of this kind of our number one sport in America kind of come out and sort of be so unambivalent in saying that, hey, we should be backing social justice movements and we were wrong in the past. So it was just a wow moment.
Roger Goodell did not mention Colin Kaepernick by name, which is kind of astounding given that Kaepernick is the reason why we're even having this conversation right now. Michael Bennett called Roger Goodell's Black Lives Matter message, quote, "It was almost like a slap in the face." How are other folks responding to Goodell and the NFL right now, given this sort of omission of Kaepernick?
Well, you know, there's a mix. You know, I think there are some people who look at it as a genuine gesture, at least. And not only did, you know, Goodell make this announcement, but he also pledged, I believe, $250 million over 10 years to sort of add to the NFL's kind of social justice initiatives. You know, they fund some community groups and things like that in conjunction with something called the Players Coalition. So some people they're heartened by that. But at the same time, many people are like Michael Bennett. They think it's, if not a slap in the face, it's just another sign of rank hypocrisy. And even Malcolm Jenkins, a player now for the New Orleans Saints, who was a leader of the Players Coalition, who many people in Kaepernick's camp saw as maybe undermining Kaepernick's interests by accepting the NFL's money to begin with, he even came out and said that, you know, Kaepernick should be given a job in the NFL, and this really is not complete unless that happens.
The last time you and I spoke, Michael, it was regarding the NFL partnership with Jay-Z, and I'm wondering, whatever happened to that? Did they actually make any change for the Black community with that partnership?
It's unclear. The only thing we know that Roc Nation did with the NFL was sponsor the last Super Bowl halftime show, kind of bring the talent together for that. There was some sort of fan gear, branded gear, social justice branded gear that was sold in conjunction with this effort, and the proceeds of which would go to community groups. But beyond that, it's hard to know. I mean, sort of the harshest interpretation, and I'm not saying I endorse this, but I've heard people say it, is that, you know, essentially the league used Jay-Z's presence as cover.
In having this conversation, I'm not only thinking about Colin Kaepernick, but I'm also thinking about Laura Ingraham's remark to LeBron James for protesting years ago, where she said he should just
shut up and dribble.
Athletes are doing a lot more than shutting up and dribbling right now, Michael. What is the NBA or the WNBA, how have they been protesting?
As you look around the world, what's become kind of the international gesture in this moment is to take a knee. And you've seen it with the NBA players as well and WNBA players. Most notable, I think, is LeBron James, arguably the biggest star in all of sports in America, who launched a campaign for voting rights and to get people to the polls and trying to move beyond that realm of protest and move into action that will really bring actionable change. And the WNBA players have been the same. WNBA is probably the most socially conscious league, I think, out of all the professional leagues that I know of. I mean, those women are plugged in, they're smart, and they're active. So it feels like Laura Ingraham's on the wrong side of history here. Like, far from shutting up and dribbling, athletes are taking action.
Laura Ingraham, not to make this segment about her, but she did defend Drew Brees.
Well, you know, well, Drew Brees, as we know, and, you know, I'll say this about Drew Brees, just to I'll defend him for a second. Drew Brees is one of the most generous philanthropists in the NFL. His foundation has given away millions and millions of dollars to help causes in New Orleans and beyond. So Drew Brees has been a good person, but Drew Brees, for a moment, sort of went off the rails and described Kaepernick's protest as a disrespecting the flag, which of course played into the narrative that President Trump has tried to put out there, and that many people who oppose Kaepernick tried to put out there. And everyone knows that that's far from what Kaepernick had in mind. But Brees himself withdrew that statement. And even after he withdrew it, President Trump tried to put pressure on him, and Drew Brees would not yield. He said, you know, it was a mistake. And I don't think it's just a PR thing. I mean, I don't know Drew Brees personally, but, you know, I know people who know him, and they say that that's a good dude. And, you know, he misspoke, or, you know, he said maybe what he meant, but he didn't realize kind of how it would be taken maybe. But he's certainly withdrawn that position.
NASCAR recently announced that they were banning Confederate flags in terms of their symbolism. Confederate flags feel like a little old, Michael, to be banning right now, but apparently they were part of what NASCAR does. What does that signify? There is only, from what I understand, there's one black NASCAR driver who is driving around with Black Lives Matter on his car.
That's right. Bubba Wallace. And the Confederate flag, for worse, I was going to say for better or worse, but just for worse, has been a symbol that some people have often taken with them to NASCAR races. And it was in that context, people would argue, people who would salute that flag would say it was just a, you know, a sign of heritage and things like that. It's not a racially hateful symbol, which, of course, I think is preposterous. But nonetheless, that's what they'd say. But they banned that. Not only that, the head of NASCAR made a statement in favor of a Black Lives Matter, and many NASCAR drivers have backed that up. I think it just speaks to kind of the astounding moment that we find ourselves in this country. It's really striking. And what we've seen it not just in sports, but obviously in corporate America, everyone is uttering the words now, Black Lives Matter. Now, obviously, it remains to be seen what people mean by that. But certainly, we're in a moment now that I don't think any of us would have predicted even 6 months ago.
Michael Fletcher, senior writer for ESPN's Enterprise team. Always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
And we have an unfortunate update to talk about regarding Bubba Wallace. Today, NASCAR announced that a member of Wallace's team found a noose hanging in their garage stall at the Talladega Speedway. The team member then reported the incident to NASCAR. In a statement, the racing organization said, quote, "We are angry and outraged and cannot state strongly enough how seriously we take this heinous act."
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.